The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
The Bank of Japan's new governor, Haruhiko Kuroda, didn't disappoint investors with his announcement yesterday. He laid out plans for the biggest, fastest, unconventional monetary stimulus any large economy has ever seen. On balance, this bold move is the right one. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his government now need to do their part. With a combination of long-term fiscal control, supply-side reform, and an end to deflation, Japan's prospects can finally improve. Kuroda's program of additional quantitative easing is enormous. No less important is the announced shift toward buying long-term debt, which will raise long-term bond prices and suppress long-term yields, thus encouraging investors to buy other long-lived assets, including equities. This makes the stimulus much stronger. Now Abe needs to get moving on a program of supply-side reforms to spur private investment and growth. An increase in the sales tax due later this year should go ahead, and plans for longer-term spending cuts should be made. Japan's calcified and overregulated economy needs supply-side radicalism as much as it needs Kuroda's monetary kind. For the first time, the Bank of Japan is doing its part. Abe and the rest of his government must now do theirs. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.